No problem.
Thank you so much, Tara. I'll take it from here.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Hi, am I speaking with Elise? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes. Yes,
how are we doing this evening?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing all right? Excellent. Another day in paradise, right? We all woke up today. We're above
yeah.
there. You know?
Yeah, I've been working a lot. I'm good. But yes, sir.
Hey, that's not a bad problem to have. A little exhausting, but not the worst problem in the world.
Right. True.
Absolutely. So Tara wanted me to come on the line with you here just to go over the process, right? How we're able to take your business to the next level and really leave that footprint on Google, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
I am looking over some of the notes that she left me here. She's one of our greatest mapping coordinators. Real good job of outlining the basics. So I do want to go over, just some of the notes that she left me here to get a good feel of, you know, what it is I want to be able to provide, right, in terms of what you need. Now, the very first thing I'm seeing here is that you guys do have a Home Advisor account. It doesn't even actually say Angie.com. It says Home Advisor. Have you been with them for quite some time?
No, just since July.
Since July? Okay. And has at least some of the leads they sent you turned over a little? Maybe one or two out of the few that they sent you?
Yeah. Because we just started and just...
Hmm. Ah, right. They gotta make it look good at the beginning. Okay. Not a problem there. So pretty much what we're going over here is a couple of things, right? For instance, if
mm-hmm.
you can do this with me, I want you to go ahead and put in the phone number of your business into Google. So that 228-669-3295. When you hit enter on that, right, the first thing you see is just your, you know, HayesEmpireCleaning.com, right? Something called Simple
uh-huh.
Contacts and a whole bunch of other nonsense that goes down the list, right? There's a Walmart listing in there tethered to your phone number, right? The thing we don't see here is a Google Business Profile, right? And, you know, I'm sure you've run into a Google Business Profile searching on Google. It's that little square of information, right? You see the reviews there. You see, you know, Google Verified,
you
see the phone number and all of that
uh-huh.
there. So what we are aiming to do here is make sure that even down to your phone number being typed into Google is going to present them with your business, right? Whether that's your listing on Angie, your GBP, your actual website standing alone, it's going to pull up all of what is tethered to you, right? What comes with that is we're looking to get the first page Google placement, right? So that's that little map section on the right there, and then you see to the left, there's three or four businesses in that mix. That's the first page, right? Our bread and butter here
mm-hmm.
is that we focus on programming and maintaining that first page placement for you. Now, we do go beyond just Google, right? We do create a complete local optimization setup for you top to bottom, but we also include that in the top five directories, right? This is all about gaining in that visibility, gaining in that credibility, and pulling in those organic leads that will convert for business for you, right? And in terms of, like, the cleaning industry, Google Guaranteed has recently opened up that entire category, right? Last week, 2 weeks ago, and any time before that, we were not able to provide Google Guaranteed for this category because at the time, it wasn't profitable for you guys, right? Now that this has opened up,
mm-hmm.
this is giving you that ability to take on not just exclusive leads, but these are qualified leads straight from Google, right? It's
mm-hmm.
as simple as thinking of how people search for things, right? If I'm looking for a painter, if I'm looking for house cleaning, if I'm looking for a roofer, a flooring specialist, they don't tell me to Angie it. They don't tell me to Yelp it. They tell you to Google it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're cutting out the middleman entirely here when it comes to how your leads are coming in. We're not sending you a text message telling you that somebody is interested, go ahead and follow up on them, right? We're not sharing your leads
mm-hmm.
with the 10 other contractors that are in your area, right? We only have one
mm-hmm.
position allowed by Google for one industry per area, right? Once we get somebody in, we're going to close off the area, right? This creates that exclusivity
mm-hmm.
And it allows you to be able to worry and focus more on taking on the leads that turn into work, right, which leads to return on investment, versus simply chasing down a bunch of leads, right? So we're pulling you out of the directory pool and putting you directly in the line of the people looking for work. As an example, I have work done to my house all the time, right? When I go on Google and I type in paint near me, for instance, right? Let's just say I need a whole paint job done for my three-story house. When I go on Google, I don't scroll anywhere beyond that local map section, right? Anybody below that is not in my conversation. I need to know that my hard-earned money is going to somebody who's been thoroughly vetted, Google verified, and Google's providing me with insurance against your work, right? That gives me automatic trust, automatic confidence in who I'm choosing. This is why I don't go below the local map section, right? This isn't just me. This is the mentality of customers who are looking to get hard work, quality work done with the hard-earned cash they have in their pocket, right? So what this is looking to do is convert your position into one where you're taking on quality work from quality people looking for quality jobs, okay? Now, everything here is month to month, okay? There's no contract here. You'd be set at a flat rate of $299 per month. Now, the Google Guarantee program, which I can go over for you here in a minute, right? That comes with a one-time management fee of $250. So getting everything started today, the initial investment would just be $549, okay? Now, with that, again, we are creating the complete optimization for you. We allow you up to 20 keywords to use, and we go through each individual keyword, and we optimize those for geo-targeting, so that's your location, right, the surrounding area and radius that you choose. We're also doing the smart targeting and the language targeting, okay? What this does is this optimizes the type of people that are looking for your work to be able to find you, right? If I type in home cleaning, if I type in office cleaning, you're popping up on that first page. You're also popping up on Google Guarantee, okay? Now, in terms of the extra mile that we go when it comes to your directory submission, we do run a Facebook ad campaign for you. I am seeing that I can't find a Facebook page for the business. Do you guys have like an active business page, personal page, anything like that for the business?
I have not created that yet. A Facebook page.
Okay.
Okay.
Want. No problem there. So what is included in that $299 is we will build you a full business Facebook page. We'll connect that to your personal page, right? And we'll only run the Facebook ad campaign. For things like, you know, making posts, you know, doing stories, putting pictures, things like that, you would still be responsible for that end of things. But then you have your account campaign, your ad campaign running on that account as well, right? The reason that we have the Facebook ad campaign is we found over the years that even the 65 and older group of folks have been dominating when it comes to searching for work on Facebook. Reason being, they like to talk about things. AI Siri voice optimization. So even if they talk about needing some kind of cleaning service, they're going to get a smart targeted ad on your Facebook. They click it, they get taken directly to your website, right? Which we will have connected directly to your Google Business profile. Make sense? All right, excellent. Now, in terms of, you know, the lead side of things, right? Would you be looking more into the qualified leads, right, versus chasing down your leads, right, maybe getting them if everybody else didn't give them a call, which would be the Google Guarantee, right? So that's that the Google qualified pay-per-lead service, right? Major benefit is that, again, these leads are coming directly to you. We're not sharing them. We don't work with your competitors. What qualifies a lead is if you made a quote, appointment, or estimate to go get that job done. Anything outside of that is not qualified, so you're not charged for that. Make sense? All right, perfect. In terms of how Google verifies your account, okay, they do a background check, only going back 7 years, okay? They're only looking for felonies. I imagine you haven't committed any felonies in the last 7 years?
No, never.
All right, excellent. And in terms of the licensing and the insurance, right? Generally, Google does require at least 250K of general liability for insurance. Most of our clients have a million or more, right? I'm sure you guys have at least the minimum required.
You said what's the minimum required?
250,000.
You said that's for what now? Insurance?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, we'll have to get some insurance.
Okay, no problem. And then, so it's just so far, just by what we went over there, you would be passing the background check, okay? Now, what happens after this? They're going to approve your Google Guaranteed account, and we're going to call you, right, text you and email to make sure that you're ready for your minimum monthly budget, which I'll go into in just a moment. If you're not ready at that time, right, which takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get the full approval, in the meantime, we're working on what we discussed a moment ago, that full optimization, directory submissions, and your Facebook ad campaign. Now, once we do get that approval, like I said, we're going to call you to let you know that, you know, we're ready to go ahead and put your minimum budget in and you're ready to take your leads. All you have to do, if you're not ready, it's not going to stop your campaign. We're not going to rip down your listing or anything crazy like that, right? You simply call us when you're ready for us to put in your minimum monthly budget. We'll go ahead and put that in. We'll get your lead started. Okay. In terms of the cleaning services, I want to make sure we have the correct vertical here. You do like the deep cleans, standard cleans, move-in cleans, office cleans also? Like the whole nine?
Yes. And then the rentals, like vacation rentals also, yes.
Like the Airbnbs. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, excellent. And then how about, well, I know you guys don't generally have this as part of your category, but do you do the upholstery as well? Area rugs?
No, I didn't. That's something we can do. I guess we'll have to when I give them a consultation.
Okay. No problems there. Yeah, I'm just to kind of peg down exactly what we want to draw in leads for. We don't want to draw in cleaning upholstery if that's not something
that
you
do. There for
okay. Okay. All right. This is why we ask the questions. All right, perfect. And that's the 39503 zip code, correct? That's your base of operation?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment to pull this up for you. All right. So in terms of your minimum monthly budget, you'd be looking at $400. Okay. Now, this is for 13 qualified leads for the month at $30.67 per lead. Now, you'll think of this as a prepaid gas card, right? It's not like you're paying $400 every single month. You only pay for the gas that you've used. The rest moves over into your next month. So let's say you only took one of those, right? For the entire month, you just want to, you know, see how the system works, whatever the case may be. You only take one of those leads. You'll have about $370 left in your minimum monthly budget. When the billing comes around, that $370 is going to already be in your next month for you. Only thing you're paying is that $30.67 of gas that you used. Card is filled back up.
Gotcha.
You're ready to take on more road trips. If that analogy came together properly.
That's fine.
All right.
And I'm going to say I am... interested. What I want to do though is I'm gonna go ahead and cancel and delete my Angie account, right? And I want to start up on Google once I get that squared away, which would be about this in about a couple weeks, right? And we can start on
Gotcha. Okay. So, you know, I definitely, you know, want you to be able to get through that, right? Especially when it's considering things like Angie.
Right.
You know, something to keep in mind, right? The reason that this is so profitable, right? A position of this magnitude does close within 3 to 5 calls, if that, right? I do have 30 agents calling around the area at the moment because we do want to get this listing filled today. So if this is something that, you know, you really want to secure, what I suggest, right? Even if you want to hold off on the 250 portion of it for Google Guaranteed until you get your Angie canceled, right? We can start with baby steps, right? So we can go ahead and put that off for a moment, okay? So the in-the-door cost would just be the $299 and the one-time setup, okay? So $398 would be the initial investment. That will only get us started on the Google Local Optimization setup for your local listing. The inclusion of the top 5 directories, we're still going to go ahead and run your Facebook ad campaign. We are going to create the advanced Yelp, the Bing, the Apple Maps. We're going to do all of that part for you still. We're just going to hold off on the Google Guaranteed part until you get the Angie situation settled, okay? So this way, you have the position locked down. You're already in. We're working on that for you as well. And then when you're ready, when you cancel the Angie
And the Google Guarantee is the one where we put the money in the bank, you know, each month for the leads, right?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. We can start off with the other stuff, because I don't want to have to go in and, like I said, putting out more money, which I'm still going to be doing that anyway, than I'm getting in right now. But, yeah.
But it's more of a strategic way, so it works out for you.
Right.
So the first thing I do want to do is make sure the projection information we'll be putting on the Google Business Profile is correct. Now, I see that your website does say Hayes Empire Cleanin'. Is it LLC that you put on, like, business cards, wrappings for trucks and things like that? Is that how you would have it projected on Google?
Yeah, it's on business cards. So I have my website, but my business is a LLC. It's just my LLC, but this is, because I guess I plan on doing other businesses besides this one. So it's just my LLC versus the actual type of business, which is the cleaning.
Gotcha.
One.
LLC. And then what is the business location?
Gulfport. Now, I don't want to put since So that was the thing on Angie. I think I asked them that too. I didn't want to put, because I don't have a office per se, because I'm cleaning other people's a storefront. And the only, that would be my personal address, which I don't really want to put online because it's not a place that they can come. It'll just be through, we can put the business email and the, phone number and all of that information. But I only have my personal residence, which I just didn't want to put out there because,
Oh yeah, that's fine. So what we do there? Oh yeah, absolutely. We trust me. We have to deal with this all the time. So what we do there is we're just going to hide the address location, right? So that's exactly how you see when you go to look for something, you see their Google Business Profile, but you for some reason can't find an address for it. That's because we hide them for you. But we do need a physical address. So we'll collect that and then I'll just put the note to hide that for you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be the 16401 Millsaps.
16401, and what was the street name?
Millsaps Avenue, MILLSAPS.
Gotcha. And that's the Gulfport, 39503. Yeah. Okay. So before I update that here, let me go ahead and put the... This is a physical house address. Google address procedure. Okay. All right. Going to go ahead and update that for you here. And then the personal information, we have Elise, E-L-I-S-E. Did I spell that correctly?
E-L-E-S-E.
E-S-E. Okay, see, this is why we ask the questions. All right. Perfect. And then last name, hey?
Jeffrey. Well, that was my maiden name right now. I'm using Jefferson because of my kids, so I don't know which one I want to put on there. This is for the business.
Correct.
But yes, you can use Haze. That's fine.
Haze? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then what is a good email? This will be where you're welcome to Local Splash, and your initial invoice will be sent over for you.
This is, let me get on here and make sure I got it right.
You know, I do see the Haze Empire LLC at Gmail on your website here.
Yeah, I'm just making sure I had it because it's dinner. Yes, it's Haze Empire LLC at gmail.com. That's the one.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then Eastern Standard Time. Okay, perfect. So the next thing we want to do here is create your security question. So, of course, with increased visibility, third-party calls are bound to come in from people not related to Local Splash. So we create the security question, and we have you save our number in your contacts so you know the call's coming from us, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. So we have three to choose from here. You can use mother's maiden name. We can use city you were born in. Or we can use your first pet name.
City I was born in.
City born, all right. And then what was the city?
Portland,
Oregon?
Yes.
Nice. My grandmother was from Portland.
Mm-hmm.
All right, excellent. So one thing to remember here, these will always be lowercase, even the P for Portland, okay? So let's say you lose your password to your dashboard or anything like that. All lowercase letters, okay? All right. And then give me one moment here. There we are. 299. And then we're going to set the management fee aside. We don't need that right now. All right. And then for the website, Haze Empire Cleaning, this is uh-huh. the website you want us to tether to your Google Business profile as well?
Yes.
Okay. I know it seems like a little bit of a redundant question, but you wouldn't believe how many companies have multiple domains that they like to use for different things.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
There we are. And then for the billing information, is that all the same address, same zip code, same city?
Correct.
Okay. Got to put it all in manually. Give me one moment here. 16401 Millsaps Avenue. Mr. Girls Court. And S 39507. Right, perfect. And then is it going to be Amex, MasterCard?
I think Visa. Hold on. Go over.
Absolutely.
Is it won't be reoccurring, will it?
So it is month to month.
So it's $2.99 a month?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, hold on now. Okay. I don't know if I want to do that. $2.99 a month. I'm going to hold off on that right now.
Okay. So the month to month is something that bothers you?
It's not. I guess it's because it's racking up bills.
again. I paid off all my bills.
But I didn't want to have a monthly bill like that. I guess it's not bad, but I was hoping to get something based off, like you said, leave, but this is paying to have my stuff on there per month plus.
So this
is going to take a lot more.
All right. So this is for the organic local listing, right? That's what we're going over with the Facebook ad campaign, directory submission, initial content creation for Bing, right? The Google, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. And then the Google local optimization setup. So that's the not just creating your Google business profile, right, but also getting it verified and programmed to stay on the first page. So we're not just throwing you out there on the first page and you're going to go up and down, left and right, six ways from Sunday, right? The programming is what keeps you on that first page placement. That's what makes it month to month, right? So to break that down, exactly where your money's going, right? So the, oh my goodness. So there's the $199 for your local bundle, right? That's your programming, maintenance, directory submission. And then you have $100 going towards your Facebook ad campaign. So that's what equals the $299, right?
Okay.
And then there's the one-time setup fee, which we're going to go ahead and erase for you. So you don't have to worry about that for, you know, until you're ready for Google Guaranteed. But when you are ready for Google Guaranteed, everything is going to be up and active already, which not only cuts down on time for the actual approval, but that also already has you in position, right? You're already stable, established on the first page. Right. By then, we're likely to have all of your reviews ported over. So it's getting you set in the position where when Google Guaranteed is ready, you can take it on. Make sense?
Gotcha.
But this makes sure that you secure the position.
Okay. Are you able to use my before I count for this other the reviews I have over there?
And then you said you were doing, I missed that last part you said there. You cut out a little bit. Sorry about that.
Oh, I said before I canceled the my subscription with Angie, are y'all able to use those reviews that I have on there?
Oh, 100%. That's actually what I was talking about when I was telling you about grabbing your reviews. We want to get those before they take down that listing. This ensures we're able to do that before you cancel. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and do it. I just have to, I'll just cancel it.
And then you said it's going to be a Visa or MasterCard?
Yes. Visa.
Visa.
Okay.
And then I am ready for the number when you are.
Okay, it's 4269-3801-3539-1435.
All right, so just to make sure I have it correct for you here, that's 4269-3801-3539-1435.
Correct.
All right, perfect. And the expiration?
6/26.
6/26. That's June of 2026. All right, and the CV?
It's 213.
213. So let me go ahead and update that here for you. Now, before I process that, I do want to go through our voice verification. This is just another layer of protection for you, and it outlines the service agreement between us and you, okay?
All right.
All right. If I am going a little too fast, I want it all to be clear for you, okay? This isn't just a quick shot disclosure. I do want to make sure all the information is accurate, okay? Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hayes Empire Cleaning.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Elise Hayes, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will come from the 877 number. I'll provide that for you in a moment.
Yes.
All right. Excellent. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. And as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. So this may include business license, proof of insurance, the Google guaranteed application, which you don't have to worry about until we get to that point, and any other items recommended for GBP verification. We kindly ask these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation in the necessary time frame can just result in delays or suspension until we get those documents. Do you agree to submit these within 7 days?
Ooh. That's the problem right there. I will try. Because I have a work another job. The only thing I'm concerned about is the trying to get that insurance, find the right insurance for it. But
okay.
Yes,
we'll be able to help you out with that as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then your payment for the initial term and account setup, that will be charged today. So that is August 6, 2025, and the non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payment will automatically renew on the 6th of every month in the amount of $299. So this is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry about that.
No, go ahead. You were answering
my
question.
Gotcha. So you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that's the 877-635-6225 number. Let me know once
okay.
you have that in there. All right, perfect. So you must speak with a live representative, okay? To prevent charges on your next month of service, simply contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international. We have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So stand by for me here really quickly. You're going to receive an email here in just a second. That's going to be your initial invoice and your welcome to Local Splash email. Right now, we're going to set what's called your client interview, okay? So that's going to be about 45 minutes. You're just going to meet your account management, okay? They're the ones that will be handling all of your setup, including going over each and every step of the application process with you, okay? So they'll go over your content editing and your quality control. Now, we can set that for, it's almost 6 o'clock here, huh? Okay. Would you have availability tomorrow?
Yes, because I'm working, I'm doing this during the day and working overnight, so I will be available about the same time tomorrow. Does it give me
time?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So, when we say around the same time, do we mean around the same time right now, so about 6 o'clock, or do we mean about 5 o'clock?
No, like 4 o'clock, like earlier, yeah.
4 o'clock? Okay, so let me see here. I do have 4 o'clock open for you. Okay, perfect. Local Spanish. And then that'll be the 228-669-3295. All right. So you're going to receive another email from me in just a second. This will be your invite for the client interview tomorrow. Let's make sure all of the information and time looks good for you. It's Pacific Standard Time, so time zones get me a little bit. So we're going to make sure the time is right for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Peace, Empire LLC. All right, sending that away for you right now. Just let me know if you receive that, okay?
I have 3 emails so far.
Okay. Oh, we just now sent that out to you. Might take a quick refresh, but I did get that out for you.
Okay. Aubrey Browning.
Yes, ma'am. All right, perfect. And then you're welcome to local Splash email. This will have your access to your dashboard. So it'll have your username, which will always be your phone number, right? 228-669-3295. Mm-hmm. And then you'll see a temporary password in there, okay? I highly recommend changing it to a password you're familiar with. The only reason I say that, I know a lot of people are like, oh, we'll just keep the password the same. And then they completely forget what the temporary password was.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely recommend going ahead and changing your password there after you log in. Now, you're not going to see anything in your dashboard yet. We haven't gotten started on anything, right? But this is where you'll see all of your analytics, right down to how many clicks you're receiving on your keywords, the analytics for your competitors' keywords, right? This is where you'll be able to run your promotions for your business, change any kind of content, right? This is where all of that magic happens. Your dashboard is also going to be blocking spam calls for you off of your local listing, okay? So you can focus on the ones that matter for you.
Yeah,
in terms
I
of,
agree. But you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not I'm happy.
I'm sorry.
I know this is a good thing. I'm
just a little edgy about it.
I am because I feel like this is some of the things that I was going to set up for myself, which I know won't get as much exposure. But, yeah, I'm just a little iffy about it and finding contracts and stuff. And
no contract. Yeah, no contract, okay? Your terms and conditions, those are just outlining what we're doing for you, okay, and exactly how we're going to make that happen. It explains in detail.
So what?
Okay? But you have
yeah.
to.
If I stop this at any time, that stops all of the ads too, right? So the Facebook, the...
So it's not just going to like...
Those are going to be deleted.
Not at all. Yeah. So let's say you leave us in 6 months, right? You've gotten a lot of business. Mm-hmm. You just feel like you don't need a service like this. Your GBP is still yours. That Google Business Profile we create, it is all yours, right? You can change it how you want to, do keywords or however it is you want to play with it. You have full availability for that. Yes, ma'am. In terms of how your listing goes, like let's say you leave us, right? We're not just going to, pull your listing or somehow magically make a program that's just going to throw you at the bottom of the list or anything like that. It is a very slow process, right? Google learns your algorithm and your patterns. If we stop programming that, which means you've left our graces, right? Then the algorithm's just going to start unlearning your patterns, right? So 3 weeks from then, you'll probably see yourself in second place, right? Another month from that time, you'll start seeing yourself on the second page, right? It's not like we're here to just, hey, do this or we're not going to have a footprint. We're here to partner with
right.
you to help
right.
your business, not hurt it just because you're not with us, right?
I got you. Okay. We'll go ahead and finish up. I know I got to get ready. Start getting ready for work here soon again.
Absolutely. And then the initial invoice email, you'll see a blue click here link, right? That'll open up, of course, your terms and conditions. I do want you to go through it, right? I mean, you're going to see like Google Ads and everything in there. You don't have to worry about that. We put everything in our terms and conditions so that there's nothing hidden from you. There's no fine print, right? You can see everything.
Mm-hmm.
You'll check those 3 boxes. You'll sign and date, and then you'll submit. Once you submit it, it'll take you directly back to your dashboard. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And then for your invite here, does the timing look good for you there? It's the right time. Good day, things like that?
Yeah, I can make it.
Okay, perfect. All right. So if you wanted to go ahead here really quick, I want to make sure, let me actually go ahead and check that all of the emails sent for you. You said you had three, right?
Yeah, I got three emails from you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's the action needed, pictures for Google verification, welcome to Local Splash, and the initial invoice. Okay, perfect. Now, ideally, we would want you to go ahead and sign the terms and conditions so that I can refresh your account, but it's okay. You can wait on that until you get to your client interview. Okay? Does that sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Now, did you have any other questions for me while I still have you on the line here?
No, I think I done questioned you to death.
Hey, I'm here for them. As long as everything about what we do is perfectly clear for you, I'm here to answer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Okay. Excellent. It's been fantastic speaking with you today, right? I do look forward to seeing your progression and your growth here. I may not be your main point of contact, but I do like to check in on my clients from time to time, right? But I'm looking very much forward to seeing how we progress and how our partnership does for you in the future, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I have one last question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
One last question. I guess I'll wait to see the reviews. How long do you think it'll take to put grab those reviews?
It shouldn't take us very long. Yeah, okay. The reviews will be there by the time your listing is up. I could tell you that much.
Okay. All right. That's all I have for you.
All right. Excellent. Well, welcome to the Local Splash family, Miss Elise. I cannot wait again to see how we progress with you here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. You enjoy your day, okay? Enjoy your weekend, and we will talk soon, okay?
All right.
All right. Okay.